KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. And at 61 degrees, we look for it to be partly cloudy today, or cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this morning by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topping area news, an accident on Highway 6 at about 360th Street near Oakland Sunday afternoon resulted in two people being transported to the hospital. The accident happened around 3:10 p.m. Oakland Fire and Rescue was assisted at the scene by Minden Fire and Rescue. A social media post by Minden Fire and Rescue Department said the first arriving deputy reported that the vehicle was about 60 to 70 yards off the roadway in a creek and was going to need heavy manpower for extrication of two patients. Midwest Medical Helicopter was requested due to the severity of the passengers injured with prolonged extrication. Minden Rescue transported one patient from the scene. One patient was transported by helicopter. KETV reports a woman suffered broken bones in the crash and a man was also hurt, but deputies said both were expected to survive. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The accident brought traffic on Highway 6 to a halt for around 2 hours. No other details were released. The Iowa State Patrol said Saturday that a man from Nebraska died from injuries he suffered in a motorcycle accident northwest of Atlantic early Saturday morning, and a woman from Atlantic was injured in the crash. According to the report, a 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle operated by 44-year-old Aaron Newton of Omaha was traveling west on Highway 83 or the Marnie Road at around 2:32 a.m. when, for reasons unknown, the cycle left the road on a curve and entered the west ditch until it struck a telephone pole anchor. Newton and his passenger, 22-year-old Brittany Hill of Atlantic, were ejected from the cycle, which came to rest on its side. Neither rider was wearing a helmet. Newton died from his injuries. Hill was transported by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Initial reports said she was suffering from hip and leg injuries. Patrol says alcohol and speed were factors in the crash. Marnie Fire and Rescue, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, Atlantic Police, and Cass County Sheriff's deputies assisted the patrol at the scene. Sheriff's officials in Ringgold County report a man from Creston was arrested Sunday on Ringgold County warrants for failure to appear on original charges of burglary in the third degree and driving while revoked. 36-year-old Wesley Allen Gregg was arrested in Union County and held in the Ringgold County Jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond. Police in Red Oak made a traffic stop at around 2:10 p.m. Sunday and upon further investigation, arrested 36-year-old Kyle Anthony Ziegler of Red Oak. Ziegler was taken into custody at 4th and Corning Streets for driving while barred. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Authorities in Union County said over the weekend that one person was injured during a collision Friday afternoon at the intersection of Taylor and Abel Streets in Creston. According to Creston police, a car driven by 16-year-old Colby Richard Hewlett of Creston was traveling west on Highway 6, or rather Highway 34 and Taylor Street around 1 p.m. A car driven by 50-year-old Dean Lewis Richards of Creston was stopped in traffic, waiting for cross traffic so he could make a left turn onto Abel Street. As he was waiting, his vehicle struck from behind by Hewlett's vehicle. Richards suffered unknown possible injuries, was transported to the hospital in Creston. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,500. There were no citations issued. A large number of survivors turned out for the 2019 edition of the Cass County Relay for Life Friday night at the Atlantic High School. Survivors enjoyed a meal donated by Atlantic Hy-Vee and the Atlantic High School Commons, and then were joined by teams to share their reasons to relay. Following the indoor ceremony, everyone headed outside to remember those lost and to honor those fighting cancer during a pennant ceremony. Following that, survivors made a lap around a track to celebrate another year of birthdays. Other supporters then joined a donated tailgate meal, and everyone enjoyed a time for fellowship and walking. The Cass County Relay for Life Committee would like to thank everyone involved in another year of fighting back against cancer. Strong storms made their way from southern through central Iowa Saturday, brought heavy rain and hail to some locations. Heavy rain fell in Greenfield during the 8 o'clock hour on Saturday night, causing some temporary street flooding and resulting in at least one stalled vehicle that drove into the floodwaters that were about a few feet deep. Greenfield Police Department's automated weather system recorded at least 1 3/4 inches of rain as of the last report. Pea-sized hail and winds gusted up to 60 miles per hour as well. Nickel-sized hail fell in Ringgold County at the town of Diagonal at around 6:35 p.m. Saturday. Dime-sized hail fell about 2 miles northeast of Canton, Union County at around 7 p.m. 2 inches of rain fell in Cromwell and Union County in under 30 minutes beginning at 7 p.m. Saturday. Winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour reported a little after 9 p.m. Saturday in the Des Moines suburb of Windsor Heights. And just before 10 p.m., the Des Moines Airport had recorded 2.5 inches of rain, but more than 4 inches fell on other parts of Des Moines Saturday night. And between 9 p.m. Saturday and 6 a.m. Sunday, Des Moines Police and Fire had responded to over 100 reports of cars or people stranded on the flooded roadways. In our funeral announcements, Carolyn Diane Hall McJunkin, age 70, of Oakland, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Carolyn McJunkin will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has the arrangements. Lorraine Simpson, age 100, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Exira, died Wednesday at the Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lorraine Simpson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Christopher Tucker, age 47, of rural Bridgewater, died June 16th. Funeral services for Christopher Tucker will be this evening at 7 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Forrest Bruce Johnson, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Forrest Johnson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Randy Allen, age 64, of Carson, died June 17th in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Randy Allen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dennis Denny Studelberg, age 69, of Mitchell, South Dakota, and formerly of Atlantic, died May 28th. A celebration of life for Denny Studelberg will be this Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Jody Wilson, age 48, of Harlan, died Saturday. Private family services for Jody Wilson will be held at a later date. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.